Psachim Yerushalmi, corresponding to Psachim Bavli, Daf Mem. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis at the first Mishnah, Ein Shoyun. Ein Shoyun is a Mosan, Latana Goylim, Aval Choltim. The Mishnah says that during Pesach one may not soak bran for chickens, but one may cholet, which means to put it in or pour over it boiling water, which prevents leavening. Ha'isha lo'i Sishra is a Mosan, Shetodach Biyadal Me'echertz, Aval Shafahi, Al-Basar Yavish. A woman may not soak bran that she carries to the bathhouse to rub on her skin, but she may rub dry bran on her skin. One may not chew wheat and put it on a wound as it becomes chametz. The Gemara says, Tani Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi, Omar, Meshim Ra'oviv, Ezu Ameisa, Hanoisen Chamin Lasech Kemach, Chalita Kemach Lasech Chamin. The Baisa says that Rabbi Shmuel, quoting Rabbi Yosi, tells us, what is Meisa? Which is a case in Maseches Chala where Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel disagree over whether Chala must be taken from it. It's one who pours hot water into flour. According to Beis Hillel, the dough is obligated in Chala as it has become chametz. Chalita is pouring flour into hot water. V'acha ben chamin l'seich mosan, ben mosan l'seich chamin. Over here, our Mishnah permits both hot water into coarse bran or vice versa, indicating it does not become chametz. B'shiyesh b'hem, Shamnon is the answer, the coarse bran is fatty, which prevents it from becoming chametz. Malugma shenisvacha istanitani zokuk levayer istanitani ein zokuk levayer. If a bandage made from chewed wheat or barley seeds became rotten, one b'risa taught that he is required to destroy it, and one b'risa taught that he is exempt. Mandam zokuk levayer b'she nischamsa v'achakach nisvacha, and mandam ama ein zokuk levayer b'she nisvacha v'achakach nischamsa. And the Gemara answers, one is required to destroy it if it became chometz before it rotted, but one is exempt if it rotted first before it became chametz.